I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. All this week on the show, we're hearing stories from Uganda, stories about what happens when the victims of human trafficking are able to escape. This is a huge issue in Uganda, a country where for 20 years, a Christian militia known as the Lord's Resistance Army regularly abducted children, boys as soldiers and girls often as sex slaves. The conflict with the LRA ended in 2006, but the girls who were trafficked by rebel soldiers are having a hard time reintegrating into society. Today we meet a woman who has dedicated her life to helping these girls come back home. The World's Jasmine Garz with our Across Women's Lives project has our story.
When Sister Rosemary Nyirombe was first assigned to work in St. Monica's, a Catholic mission in the northern Ugandan city of Gulu, she was a little worried. She was supposed to teach tailoring to 300 girls, and frankly, she didn't know the first thing about sewing. And when she arrived at the school, she found that was the least of her concerns.
It was so overwhelming and scary at the same time.
It was 2002, the height of the armed conflict with the Lord's Resistance Army. They were abducting children, usually at night. In total, they stole about 30,000 kids. So children became terrified of sleeping at home. Every evening, to avoid being snatched, a procession of boys and girls would pour into the dirt roads and walk to the city. They were known as
the night commuters.
Night commuters. And a lot of them came to St. Monica's.
Almost every day, we were housing from 300 to 500 children.
As many as 500 kids a night, between 5 and 14 years old. Sister Rosemary says she didn't initially understand what was happening to girls.
And one time a woman came with the two daughters. She said, "Sister, I would like to leave my children here with you." I said, "But why don't you care for them since you are strong?" And I saw, as I was talking, one of the girls started sobbing. She was crying so much. And I asked her, "What is the problem? Have I said anything wrong?" And the mother said, "No, sister, this girl was raped last night in front of me." And I said, "It's okay, leave both of them."
She took in every kid who showed up, even though she didn't have space. She placed them in spare rooms, storage units, hallways. She asked boarding schools for the broken bed frames they discarded and put them back together. She asked other religious orders for money to give the kids at least one meal every day. But soon she found out these kids needed more than food, especially the girls. Many of them were coming back with children born of rape, children they had trouble connecting with.
I personally realized it was not easy for these girls just to be encouraged to love children who reminded them of their pain, children from their captors.
And those children made them outcasts in their own homes. Sister Rosemary explains that Uganda is a deeply tribal society. Communities will reject a mother and her child born of an unknown man.
The women bear the stigma doubly. Unfortunately, some of their captors are also the victims. But again, when they come back, the society accepts the victim, the male victims, easily than accepting the female victims.
When the boys escaped from being child soldiers, they could come back and get an education. But girls had to subsist as they could and take care of their babies. Going to school was not an option.
They're not free. Why are they not free? They don't have education. They were taken right from the early childhood of education.
So Sister Rosemary decided to dedicate her life to these women and their children. She started a daycare, and then she started a literacy program. Sister Rosemary walks us through the compound.
All this side were being used by them.
We walk through the hallways of St. Monica's. The Ugandan conflict ended around 2006. No more night commuters, no more children scrambling into padlocked storage rooms, hoping to sleep safe. Now those kids are grown-ups, and it's harder to drum up empathy for adults. A lot of foreign aid evaporated. Ironically, Sister Rosemary says this is exactly the time when it's needed.
This is the moment we are supposed to start rebuilding lives.
In addition to her literacy program, Sister Rosemary runs several free vocational programs for women, carpentry and catering classes. And in 2013, when neighboring South Sudan fell into a civil war, she was ready. She opened up a second school further north in a village called Adiak, on the border with South Sudan. Over 1 million refugees have crossed that border to come into Uganda. And there have been widespread reports of sexual assault against women by South Sudanese soldiers.
I think in any situation or conflicts, women are more disadvantaged. And to tell you the truth, many of them choose even not to talk about it.
Around the time when South Sudan unraveled into violence, Sister Rosemary had an idea. Someone had gifted her a purse, and she did something pretty rude for such a sweet little lady.
I ripped it in pieces, and I decided to put back.
She ripped it, reassembled it, repeated. She finally did the thing she'd been dreading since the beginning. She learned how to sew. In an airy room in the compound, we find a couple of girls stitching and working on sewing machines.
How many can you line today?
Today I can line 10.
Yes, I need 20.
Okay.
How many purses can you line for me today? She asks one girl. I'm going to need 20. The program is called Sewing Hope. It teaches women to make purses out of discarded soda can tabs.
That is so cool. It's made with Coca-Cola tabs.
Yes.
The final results are stunning. It looks like liquid aluminum, like metallic mesh or chainmail. The bags have a high-end, glamorous, punk rock feel to them. And she says, beyond the final results, the way they are made is therapeutic. You take a thing nobody wants anymore, and you patiently build something beautiful.
Stitching, one stitch at a time. It's like stitching your life one stitch at a time.
For 15 years, Sister Rosemary Nyirumbe has been picking up the broken pieces and putting them back together. For the world, I'm Jasmine Garst, Gulu, Uganda.
We have photos of Sister Rosemary and her vocational school in Uganda over at PRI.org.